We're in Simin Shin Lamites. We're up to Sivav, and we'll be doing Vav and Zayin. So we learned that there was an Isser of swimming or floating on the water on Shabbos. Similarly, Asur lo Adam lo Hashit b'mayim dover lo licho me'etzlo lo vio etzlo. The same way that a human is not allowed to swim on Shabbos, a human is not to float objects on the water to transport them on Shabbos. It's all included in this gzera that we're afraid you're going to make a little boat. Let's say you have these little pieces of wood that are floating on the water. You're not allowed to go and push them to either side, like even blow them or make waves in the water for them to separate. In order to get rid of them so that you have a clear path in the water. All you really want to do is even drink the water. But since what you're trying to do is transport these pieces of wood from being in the way, that's considered floating something on the water on Shabbos, and that's also. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that the same way that we learned that there's no Isser in swimming on Shabbos, if what you're swimming in is called a keli, which would have to be some kind of pool that has high walls and the water is not spilling over the walls. So there, the same thing would be over here, that there would be no Isser in floating something in a keli, whether the keli be a small keli or the keli being a swimming pool. Siv Zayin. Sfina, a boat. Imi yosheves bakarka hayam ve'ena shota klal. If it's sitting on the floor of the ocean, and it's not moving at all, it's just sitting there. Mutar likonesba. There's no Isser in walking into it on Shabbos. V'im ikshura k'minig asfinis omdes benomol, or if it is anchored in the sea, if it's tied down to the port. Afal pishi shot al pnei amayim, even though it's moving. So the case here is not so much that it's anchored with a weight, but you tied it. In fact, you would have to make sure that it is tied both to something at the port as well as the boat itself is tied. Even though the boat is moving. Which is very common if you have a boat that's near the shore, certainly a small boat, so they move up and down. You have rowboats, motorboats, and they're just tied down, but they actually move in the water. There, the halach is mutar likanes, but there's no isser in going in it. So going in it doesn't mean traveling. There's no isser in sitting in it. It is usur to walk onto a boat that is not sitting put unless the boat is tied. So that a boat that's in movement and not tied down, you're not allowed to walk into on Shabbos, because that too is included in the gzeira. It looks as if you're floating on the water, which will then get you to build a boat on Shabbos. Now, similarly, if you have a boat that's tied down, to walk into it on Shabbos with the knowledge that on Shabbos it's going to set sail, that's also usur. Even though at the time you went in it was sitting put and it was tied down, then you go to sleep, and when it'll start moving, you're going to be sleeping. Doesn't make a difference. It's all included in the gzera. However, if you walk onto the boat on Erev Shabbos, and you're kona shvisa, that means you're miyachad, a place, this is my room, this is where I'm going to be. My Shabbos is on this boat. You just walk onto the boat and say, my Shabbos is on this boat. Then the halacha is that even if you come back to it on Shabbos, it is mutter, and even if it's going to set sail on Shabbos, it's mutter. Because this is not part of the gzera of swimming, this is as if it becomes your house. Once you're kona shvisa before Shabbos, it becomes like a house and is not included in the gzera. Not only that, but this is even so if you'll have a non-Jew that is actually the captain of the boat, and he's going to be taking this boat outside the tchum. It's still mutter. Of course, you couldn't get out of the boat if you land in a place that's outside the tchum, if you dock at a place that's outside the tchum, but you're allowed to continue on the sea, even though it's on Shabbos. Now, what happens if you're on one boat? Can you walk into another boat? So the halach is, it depends. If they're both within the tchum, then it is mutter, provided that the other boat is not moving. If it's within the tchum, if it's outside the tchum, then you're stuck on this boat. That is your makom. Now, the shaila is, would Chazal ever permit you to go in a boat on Shabbos outside of Pikuach Nefesh? Would they ever makel in this gzeira? There seems to be a machlokas aposkim. If you're talking about having a non-Jew ride a boat inside the tchum, where he's being over in Issud Rabbanon. So that would be a shvus to shvus, would be mutter, whether it's Letzorach Gadol or Letzorach Mitzvah. Whereas, if it's a question of having a Jew riding a boat on Shabbos, even for a mitzvah overis, the halachi is that you're not allowed to. There is a Magen Avraham that if it's within the tchum, then you're allowed to go on a small boat if it's really for a mitzvah overis, or if it's for Hefsid Meruba, such as some non-Jew owes you money and he's about to leave, or you're afraid he's going to die and you're going to end up losing a lot of money. So b'shas hadchak, there are the Magen Avraham is matir in a small boat, and there are others that aser.